We should take a trip.
Thank you. Let's go somewhere. Can I give you some hot fares from Sun Country that I just got in my inbox because I signed up for the travel deals that I get every Tuesday? If you want to go to Dallas-Fort Worth, it's $49 one way, June 2nd through June 16th. Big D. Dallas is a fun city. If you've never been there, go to a range. It's fun. Wilmington, North Carolina, from May 26th through June 9th to $69 each way, which is a huge deal. Charlotte, North Carolina, $69 May 27th through June 17th. That's a big window. And then Myrtle Beach, just $69 each way, May 20th through June 3rd. I just talked to someone who bought a home near Wilmington Beach. Yeah. North Carolina is so excited. That place is sleepy still, and it's kind of, it's cool, and it's not, you know, they can't have fast food restaurants and stuff, and they've got signage things. It's very
North Carolina,
low key in that area. It's fun
because the most visited national park in 2023, the Great Smoky Mountains, which is accessible in North Carolina and Tennessee.
Yes.
That really gets a lot. 13.2 million. I've never had time to go there, Julia.
I haven't either. Because you need time for that one.
Yes.
To get there. To get to the entrance.
Yes,
okay.
You need a week. And I've always thought, I don't have a week to spare. So, but 13 million people in 20.
More than Yellowstone and everything?
More because of how big it is, too. It goes over two states. The next biggest at 4.7 million, which is quite a bit less than 13 million is the Grand Canyon.
Oh, that's heavenly.
Then Zion.
Yep.
4.6. But probably Zion, you know, like some of this stuff will be seasonal.
Right.
And Yellowstone is number four. That's at 4.5. You know, so the Grand Canyon, Zion, Yellowstone, and Rocky Mountain are all in the 4.2 to 4.7. Yosemite in California, now we're under 4 million visitors a year.
I've always wanted to go.
Didn't you go there? No. I feel like I've seen a family picture of you in the Redwood Forest.
No, we've never been to the Redwood Forest.
Are you sure? I could swear I see a picture of you with your dad because he had on jean shorts and loafers.
No, we never went there with dad. We went east with dad. I know.
Isn't that funny that I
know that you remember? I know pictures with dad. He wore jorts. I mean, my dad was Mr. Jean Shorts. That was rage.
Very, very stylish. Uh-huh.
No, we never went there.
Okay, Acadia, Maine. Have either of you guys ever thought about going to the Acadia National Park? Off.
No, but I would.
Maine, but that's four million.
Okay.
Then the Grand Tetons in Wyoming are 3.4 million, so a lot less people. Plan your van trip accordingly. Joshua Tree in California is number 9, 3.2, visited in 2023. Olympic National Park in Washington is number 10 and puts you under 3 million visitors a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably pretty good.
And Glacier didn't even make
Glacier is number 11 at 2.9 in Montana. It just feels like in July and August that everyone's there.
There because a lot of these, it's based on weather.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Cuyahoga Valley in Ohio. That national park is one to consider, 2.8. It sounds pretty. Indian Dunes in Indiana is 2.7. That's a lovely national park. Hot Springs in Arkansas. And then surprisingly, Bryce Canyon is 2.4 million, and that's number 15.
That's right north of Vegas. You can fly to Vegas and drive right up there.
Drive up there. Mm-hmm. The least visited national park.
Voyager?
Gates of the Arctic in Alaska, which drew only 11,000 visitors last year. Because why?
It's hard to get to.
There are no roads to even get there. Even for Alaska, Gates of the Arctic is so difficult to reach. It's so remote. And there's so much solitude, which I take to mean if something happens, you're in trouble.
Yes. If your car breaks down or your camper breaks down.
No, there is no car. Remember, you're getting dropped in. You're getting dropped in.
Wow. Yeah. No. I have no idea for that.
Yeah.
So
that's just, I thought that was kind of an interesting list.
But the Smoky Mountains has been, the Blue Ridge Mountains Mom and Auntie Catherine went to. I mean, that area is
three times the visitor of anywhere else.
I feel like it's more year-round.
It is.
It's more temperate. You know, it's further south and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the Grand Canyon is kind of hard to get to.
Right.
You know, it's
you do
it's,
have to do some driving you do have and to you do, have to do some planning what side of the canyon.
Right. And where to stay. There's not a lot of places to stay there, but it's beautiful. It is majestic.
Yeah.
That was a highlight of my life. Yeah.
I just remember going there one time in a GTO and one time in a station wagon coming back
Grand
from
Canyon Grand.
Coming back from being overseas and the military, yeah. You would just ship your family, you would just ship your car to California,
yeah.
And then you'd drive it to whatever, wherever you were yep. being stationed. And we always, I just remember two times stopping there at the Grand Canyon, and we just looked at it and took a picture and left.
One of my best trips of my life was hiking down Bright Angel Trail on the south rim of the Grand Canyon and going on a rafting trip for a week.
Amazing.
That was one of, that you know, amazing. I don't know any of the people I went with.
Right.
You,
is this something you did in your 20s?
I did it in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I will. It was one of the coolest experiences because the awe of the majestic thing of being on the Colorado River in the sunny, hot summer. It was late August.
Oh, so it wasn't too rafty? Or,
oh, it was so rafty. It was. So many rapids.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And it's always 50 degrees. The water always stays cold, the Colorado. But it was just beautiful.
Yeah. And did you camp out?
On yeah, the, we'd camp yeah, on the
that
sides.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. I had my birthday there.
Wow.
And they made a cake for me in the, you know.
In the cast iron pot yeah. or uh-huh. that little that's, muffin thing uh-huh. they'd make.
That's cool.
It was really cool. That was a trip. And it was, I mean, that whole thing was a trip. But a couple of travel hacks, because remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about use the 4-5-3-2-1 rule?
Yeah, for packing.
Yeah. 5 tops, 4 bottoms, jeans, shorts, whatever, 3 types of footwear. 2 accessories for weather or to dress up, and finally 1 evening outfit. That's mm-hmm. the 5-4-3-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing, because I'm going to Portugal.
Yes.
And going kind of to 2 different destinations, and I'm a packing rat. I
Me
like
too.
To overpack.
Me
I like
too.
To have everything I need. I pack in
but
laundry.
But if you're going to Europe and there's some schlepping,
but I
then
haven't
you don't
been
want
in
overpack.
Years. I know. Yeah. So one of the big, big, big things, and I know you've talked about this, but vacuum space saver bags.
Yes, I love
you can
my
save
bags.
80% mm-hmm. of your place. So you could pack, you can fit 10 pounds into a 5-pound piece of luggage. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is, do you have the pump with you or you just do it
I just,
with your knees?
I give it to Casey.
Yeah, and he'll roll it out.
And he can get every ounce of air out, and that, those things are so nice and tight.
I just.
And I also like the idea of packing. I also do cube packing.
Yes.
For like a trip like a Portugal trip.
Yes.
So that you have in one cube all your underwear, your bras, your socks.
Yes.
And then another one like camisoles or if you've got a couple long sleeve tops and a couple of your t-shirt. So then everything is there so you don't always have to be
unpack everything. Yes, exactly, Lori.
It just kind of keeps it instead of all just being in a jumble,
right.
Which is how you have typically rolled.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I've got more time now.
Right. This is true.
I have more time. And then always Downy Instant Wrinkle Release Spray for wrinkles. Do you bring that with you?
I love that stuff.
No?
No, but I'm mad that I don't because I've always been a fan.
Yes.
I love that
and
stuff.
And the little mm-hmm. mini bottle.
I
know?
Never thought to bring a mini bottle. I mean, yep. I use it at home constantly,
yeah.
But I never even knew they had a travel genius.
Yeah, and love you can that. Get it at Target, you know, where you get
Perfect.
All the little stuff.
Right.
You know, so I just thought that's going to be a good one. And then one other thing is there's a new type of travel, Lori. Silent tourism. Remember how we talked about conversation fasting?
Mm-hmm.
People want to be quiet, apparently. Silent tourism.
Julia, there's a tour a tourism group. There's a group travel for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
People only like to wear one shoe. People who like to wear shoes with all the toes in it. No, you're right. You're so right. But I thought it was kind of like,
yeah, because I feel like I know somebody who went. I feel like your mom went on some kind of retreat.
Sleep retreat.
There was no talking. She paid money to go with a group of travelers, and there was no talking for like a week.
Oh, I would
die.
My mom could never do this.
She could never do
I
that.
I would die.
Well, I know, but she did pay money to go and do that, and she was in trouble all the time.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble from the minute. No.
We know ourselves. We would know never to commit that. And besides, Mercury's in retrograde, so you should be doing everything slowly and carefully and know that there's just a lot of goof-ups happening.
Oh, All right.
And be on the alert of, you know, just be super.
We're going to talk about that right when we come back.
All right, fine.
We can go get fine. Into it. This is Lori and Julia.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Hammernick's Flooring Centers. And they've got the solutions for you at Hammernick's, whether you're looking for really amazing carpeting or maybe you're just looking to kind of do a budget thing and just redo a couple bedrooms or a basement and you want to get some remnant carpeting, or you would like to have a designer walk you through all the options you have for different wood that you might be doing in a total remodel, redesign of some space in your house.
Okay, and remember how just we're in awe when we go to these flooring superstores. They've remodeled and updated all three locations in the Twin Cities. You have to go in because the flooring has changed so much. It's so much smarter. It lasts so much longer. It can, you know, it's dent-proof in the luxury wide plank vinyl. It's sun-proof. It's scratch-proof.
Yes.
It's waterproof. It's really gorgeous colors, too. And they've got it all at Hammernick's. Go check it out. Go to one of their three locations, hammernick's.com, for all the information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, I just have a silly random to start with. So my friend Shannon, and you guys have heard me talk about it for years.
Yeah.
She was at the thing last night. She lives in Seattle. And when we first started our show, we'd send cassettes to her.
Yes.
And then we would send CDs to her, and then we started streaming, and then we started podcasting.
Nice.
And her kids grew up with my voice, and some of them I really didn't even know at all. I knew the first one really well, but they grew up with my voice, and we've just been the soundtrack to her life. She spends every day with us.
Yeah.
And she's like,
many people are like Shannon.
She's like, what am I supposed to do with my thoughts when this ends? And I said, there'll be a good show, you know, there'll be a good show. But every time she comes to the Twin Cities and rents a car, and she comes a lot. She changes every single radio station to FM 107.
Yeah, I love
that. To My Talk 107. Every single one.
I see what you did there with your FM 107.
I know. But she changes every single one, and I just laugh. She's such a devoted fan. Yeah.
Does she by chance have any of those old like cassette tapes at all?
We have some. Lori and I have them. If Lori would, you need to look for some because I know you have them.
That would be epic. We could convert
Lori, why are you looking sick?
I know. I've seen them. They appear in my tickler file, and I feel like I have a little
just spend a little bit of time this weekend maybe, because there might be some classic stuff on those.
Yeah, I know. I have a Gloria Steinem.
I have that one too.
Yeah, but well, I mean, that was kind of an epic
was.
But I don't know, I have no idea what we said. I know she said the S word twice.
She did,
and we can edit that out.
We'll see. But we have some old stuff laying
around. That's cool. That's a really cool thing you did for your friend there, to like, before the era of streaming, you sent her tapes.
Well, she wanted to hear.
Yeah.
It was just...
That's cool.
Yeah.
She wanted to be supportive.
Always our biggest fan.
Unlike my one friend who said to me, she said, I tried listening to your show for a week and I like you, but I can't stand your friend Julia. I hate her voice.
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't like her. And I said, you can't say that to me.
I know. What?
That was early on.
That was early on where I was calling everyone I knew to please listen. And spread the word.
Everybody.
And, you know, it's kind of a new thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, just, marketing yourself. PR.
Yeah, that's the last time I talked to that gal.
That was so funny.
Good for you for taking a stance.
Well, she doesn't like you.
I was just like, How rude. I was looking at the, I was like in disbelief. This was somebody I'd known for like a dozen years, you know, like a kind of a long time.
Right.
Going back to high school.
That was that was funny. And you told me, I mean, anyone, anywhere, anytime we're anywhere where someone says, you know, I like you, but I don't like her, I always, I drag them over. And I, Lori, you have got to meet them, and they fall in love with her. I mean, people just judge us without knowing, but it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is something a little travel related, because there's so many people that are going to travel this summer. And, you know, we've come across different Wi-Fi things. Is it safe? Isn't it safe? At the airport, on the airplanes, do we plug in our phone directly to the USB port, or do we use our own charger? So just three things. A survey in 2023 by Forbes Advisor, 43% of Americans who regularly, I can almost speak, use public Wi-Fi said their online security has been compromised while using it.
Yeah.
So this identifies cafes, restaurants, hotels are the top spots where people use public Wi-Fi.
You got to get the password. That's one thing for sure.
But yes, what are the risks? Basically, if you're at a hotel or on the plane or something, don't access your bank accounts. Don't access anything private with your own personal. Read news, read your book, don't access the private stuff. That's just dumb. Yeah. They're saying that's just dumb.
But don't they want you to like use something that asks for a password?
You
like the Wi-Fi Delta or the hotel.
Make sure when you go to airport, you are on for sure the airport's Wi-Fi, because a lot of people can sneak it in.
Or a cafe.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So if they have it posted.
And here's kind of one thing that happens. If you're at a cafe, you see a Wi-Fi hotspot you want to connect to. Maybe you see multiple ones. One of them could actually be a hacker. So don't connect to other people's. Yeah, that's what they call it. The juice hackers. But protect your information. When connected, avoid sensitive information.
Yeah.
And is airport Wi-Fi safe? They say yes, but just make sure that you're for sure on airport Wi-Fi.
On the official airport's Wi-Fi, because that happens in Cancun. At the Cancun airport, there's a lot of like fishery going on with airport sites. So you want to make sure you're on the official
many people go there. So you're called, the concept called juice jacking is where hackers corrupt USB port and malware that exploits your data when you're plugged in. So please, they haven't found it unsafe on airplanes yet, but if you have your charger thing, put that into the electrical outlet, because you just never know.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it on that. As far as how many people watched, did you guys talk about the 18.87 million people that watched the final basketball tournament between South Carolina and Iowa?
No.
18.87.
We didn't get it till today. Those numbers have gone up.
I just did this before. 19. Oh, is it? Million, but the most watched basketball game ever, men, women, NBA finals, everything since 2019.
Wow. Amazing. And so worth it.
For women in general, even when Caitlin wasn't playing, I wasn't playing in a game, all women's basketball, collegiate basketball, was up by 74%.
Heck yeah.
And so ESPN is doing already has a full court press series on the three big stars, Caitlin Clark, Camilla Cardoso, and Kiki Rice. Mm-hmm. It's premiering on this documentary. Peyton Manning's production company is doing it. It'll be on May 11th and 12th on ABC and ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
And then there's two more, but it chronicles. They followed these three stars throughout the season.
So cool.
It's
like quarterback, but with this. This is like Peyton Manning's company, way to jump on the right bandwagon here and really give us a look into something that all of us have truly now fallen in love with over the last year, I would say.
That's something. It'll air on May 11th.
Yeah, on ABC.
And May 12th on ABC.
You don't have to have ESPN, which is great.
Right.
Oh, I love this. And it's posted to the Lori and Julia show page.
Thank
you can watch
Grant.
A trailer on that. That is going to be a lot of fun.
All right, when we come back, we have updates. We have big updates. All right, we'll be back. It's Lori and Julia on My Talk. Hey, it's Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care. They have 18 metro communities. There's probably one close to you. They're in, I mean, like they're in Little Canada, Venice Heights, Roseville, North St. Paul, Burnsville, Rosemont, Brooklyn Park, Cristo, West St. Paul, Invergrove. They're everywhere. And this is a wonderful place that we toured that we would be so happy if one of our loved ones would be. It's assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. They have a high ratio of patient to, helpers.
Yeah, employees.
Employees, think. Mm-hmm. They only have 32 suites in small. Each of their communities. It's small. It's beautiful. It just feels really good.
And yeah, Tommy, I have a friend who has an aunt in the Lakeville one, and she just went from assisted living into memory care. So, you know, made it easy and smooth.
A seamless transition, the family, people love it. Schedule your tour today. Visit sweetlivingseniorcare.com.
Morgan Wallen, Stand By Me, you're making it pretty hard, dude.
Yeah, that's a great line right there, Lori.
So you guys, I'm sure, talked about this yesterday, that he was arrested Sunday night at Eric Church's New Bar Chiefs when he threw a chair at 11 o'clock p.m. off the top level.
Sixth floor,
onto the main street where people always are.
And it landed on the sidewalk right next to some cops because it's on the main drag where Tooties is.
A few feet away.
Ernest Tubbs. It's a miracle that it didn't hit anybody. And he's lucky he didn't kill anybody and all of that. But his publicists got out there real fast, like within 10 hours of it happening, that he was heartbroken and upset because his ex-fiance had married a man only knew for five days or something like that. And I'm just like, oh boy, maybe rehab is a better response again.
Yeah,
for him.
I would say so. Yeah.
And so he is, they've got him, six felony charges.
It's serious because of what could have happened, too. And, he is a grown man. It's not like he's a 16-year-old who's not thinking clearly. He clearly seems to have a problem with drinking.
He does.
Yeah.
And that seems like something a drunk person would throw a chair off of a patio. And then
upper deck, and then
have the public. He's all upset about the girlfriend marrying somebody after 5 days. Which, granted, that is otherwise, could be a brilliant thing, but it maybe was not quite the response.
People are saying maybe Jelly Roll can reach out to him. I mean, he needs help. He needs help because he's at top of the world.
He's coming here.
I love his music.
Yeah, he's coming.
But he's got a drinking problem that's really sad.
Getting him in trouble.
It gets him in trouble. It derailed him a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's.
And he's smiling in his mugshot. That's how you know you're wasted.
Totally.
Hey,
how fun are we?
Anyway. Well, geez, Louise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damage control for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's in the music news. Lori, you have some audio I knew about this.
Did you know about this? Did Barbara cover this in her book?
She did.
She covered the night in 2001 when she was honored by the American Film Institute.
She covered that she opened up for Phyllis Diller at this club.
Oh, but she didn't write in her book about when the American Film Institute honored her in 2001.
Maybe. Who knows, Lori? It was 48 hours of listening. Don't grill me. Exactly. Did she cover this in 2001 when she was honored?
I just wondered because in the audience, it's, Jack Nicholson and Sidney Pollack. It's all these different co-stars and people.
They were with her in everything.
Everything.
These guys would do fundraising for political events. They were always together. One time at the Hollywood Bowl in the 70s, Warren Beatty sat people. Someone else sat people. Jack Nicholson. They all sat people. I mean, these people have been together forever.
Well, and she did a message today on all of her socials about having people call their Congress people about we have to support the war in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We cannot afford to have a democracy steamrolled over by Russia because, let's face it, who's to say that Taiwan isn't next for China?
She's always been
very politically vocal and all this. Well, this was just a clip because yesterday Phyllis Diller was trending because people didn't know, younger people didn't know who she was. Oh. But she lived to be 95 years old. She lived a long life, Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, she's...
I mean, if you, you know, have any knowledge of 60s or 70s, especially talk shows or your comic
person. It's a mad world.
Yeah.
Looking for the W in the trees, if you remember that movie.
Yeah. Oh. But she gives the induction for Barbra Streisand's AFI film tribute. And in 2001, so that's, you know, 23 years ago, Barbra would have been, you know, 63 or whatever. Just looks amazing. And in a Donna Karan dress, but here's Phyllis Diller talking about Barbra Streisand.
That's right, Phyllis Diller, and I can see it. And I can see it in your faces. Half of you are thinking, what the hell is she doing here? And the other half are thinking, oh my God, I thought she was dead. Well, I am here because, believe it or not, Barbra Streisand opened for me. I was headlining in a chic little cellar basement thing. Dive in Greenwich Village and called the Bonsoir. And... I would stand in the wings every night and watch her, this 19-year-old child, out there on that stage. And every night, the same strong emotion just flowed through me, rage. But that was a long time ago, Barbra, wasn't it? And of course, I still had my original face then.
The Bonsoir.
Yeah.
And Barbra's pointing at her nose.
Oh, yeah. But enough about me. Tonight, it's about you, Barbra. You being honored by the AFI for your life achievement. And I am totally thrilled to be your opening act.
Aww. She and she talked about that because
Barbra in the book.
And Phyllis Diller didn't like her clothes and gave her money to go buy a gown.
Oh, that's right. She was the one that was credited with, like, you need to, you can't look like your...
You can't look like this. But Barbra always wanted to wear her own clothes and bring her own style. And she did, but she updated her look. But Phyllis gave her the money to go
do it because she didn't have any.
To go buy her a gown. And Phyllis was so loving to her. It was really a sweet story. But I didn't hear about the Bonsoir.
Yeah, but I like that.
I know it. I
like knowing that.
I just, Phyllis was, and I'll never forget when Joe Suchere called you Phyllis.
Oh,
what are
I know
you,
it.
Phyllis Diller? She had on these, people will remember, she had white hair that just went out every direction. She wore a wig. But you were walking by, and you had on your white boots.
White go-go boots.
Go-go boots.
That were almost to the knee.
Yeah.
And my hair was sticking up every which direction.
It really was. And he goes, Julia, you're not going to believe what Joe Suchere said to me. Because we used to work next to the boys.
He was right next to us.
And
he's like, what are you, pretending to be Phyllis Diller today? And I'm like, what are you, pretending to be funny?
It was so funny. That was really funny.
How about Madonna? When she did the Vogue dance here in the Twin Cities?
Now look at you questioning me about these
But
things.
Did she have any dancers come out in jock straps and do any humpity hump? Like
I think they did.
Oh, no. I did
they
not.
Didn't
in Phoenix,
there?
No. And I talked about it. We saw no guys, no dancers in jock straps, much to our disappointment.
I don't know. I'm sure she did.
In Miami, Ricky Martin was her Vogue on the first. He got a lap dance during Vogue, but from two guys in jock straps. Mm-hmm. And that was, I watched the video a couple times.
He's single.
Yeah, but I watched the video a couple times. We didn't see anything that racy in Phoenix.
No.
I just wonder if, like, the racy stuff always gets to be in L.A. and Miami and
Probably
Vegas.
New York, probably.
Better guest judges. Like, I did not know the guest judge in Phoenix.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there
you
go.
Did you know your guest judge here?
No.
See?
But people did, I feel like. Yeah, it was me, you know?
But it wasn't like Ricky Martin.
No, well, we're in Minnesota.
Yeah.
No, it totally wasn't Ricky Martin.
I mean, a poor guy had an erection and Madonna knew it and he kept trying to put his scorecard over his tent pants, to quote Larry David.
His scorecard.
Okay, that women don't know about tent pants. Yes. That's a long-running Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm joke.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah. Did you watch it yet?
No, because I canceled Max and I'm going to get it when Just Like That comes back and other things because there's nothing to watch on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's nothing to watch for me.
Yeah.
Except for Curb. I mean, I'm not going to pay $15.95 a month to watch Curb.
That's all I watch.
There's
really
a new one coming up with Robert Downey Jr. starting Sunday called The Sympathizer.
I'm going to wait till all these things come out because it's really not enough. And I don't have time.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for that, Laurie.
And then Madonna in Miami also, you know, because she does get chatty. Her chat didn't feel canned to me. Like, she told different stories. Yeah. And in Miami, she said, I got to tell you about a time she was doing a song from Bedtime Stories. I was madly in love with the music producer and he treated me like bleep. And I'm just saying, you did. You dogged me, bro. It's okay. I understand you're just a boy, but I hope you've grown up by now. And I am publicly shaming you. Did I say your name yet? Dallas Austin.
Oh.
And so during making of Bedtime, but she said, I was so in love with him. I had a house in Miami and I studied with his Santeria, you know, witchcraft.
Yeah.
And she did all kinds of spells on Austin to make him fall in love with me and not one of them worked. But it was a magical experience. And during the recording of Bedtime Stories, Madonna had just ended a brief relationship with Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
And was on the brink of a romance with Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm.
So I do like it. Like, when she does her book, oh, man, it's going to be good.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I really think
it's going to be epic.
Yes, I agree with you on that it will be really good. Hey, should we give our seventh caller right now? We've got tickets to give away to see that tennis movie that we've been talking about forever, Challengers.
I saw the trailer for this on Sunday at the theater. I don't know that I've seen a long trailer for this movie. It looks so good.
Mm.
With Zendaya. It really looks steamy.
Her press tour has been steamy. That's for sure. She's been looking good.
And it's you can win a pair of movie passes to an advanced screening of the Challengers on Wednesday, April 24th at the Showplace Icon West End. Yeah. Be the seventh caller, 651-641-1071. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Hollywood.
Hey, everybody, Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Anti-Aging Skincare Skin Clinic, and they're affiliated with Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. And, you know, there are a lot of options that have happened in the world of skin and anti-aging and what you can do as far as peels and what kind of fillers there are, and should you use Botox here? Is a peel here good for you? What about the skin pen, all these things. If you don't know, if you're new to this world, hopefully we're going to have news to share with you soon about a fun event. But making a consultation and going in to talk to one of the nurses.
Yes.
And whatever it is, maybe you've got lip lines or a frown thing, or you want some sun damage.
Yes, they can
routine.
Help you with all of it. MPLS Anti-Age, it's MPLSskin.com is where you go. Give them a buzz. Set up your free consultation. It's so worth it.
Well, Zendaya is so hot that both issues of American and British Vogue have her on the cover. One of the rare times that one person covers both Vogue. And she's the Met Gala chair, one of the chairs.
Right.
So this is a coordinated Vogue effort, I guess. Grant, thanks for posting those.
Oh, thank you for telling me about them.
Yeah, I mean, the two Vogues are really, they're so, and the photos inside, and beautiful.
She's stunning. She's just beautiful.
Yeah, the Hollywood Speak Euphoria is not coming back. It's not happening.
No, okay. And that's good, because we all thought we were done anyway.
Yeah, that's right, Julia.
That's a good choice.
That is correct. Okay, so while you were gone just one day, but we saw the photos last week. You and I saw Kimora Lee Simmons' 21-year-old daughter frolicking with this old dude in St. Bart's. And I only say 65, I'm calling him an old dude, because while frolicking and kissing with a 21-year-old, nothing really makes you look older than frolicking with a 21-year-old.
He's got to be 60, 50.
He's 65.
Yeah, 65. And she's 21. And
21.
Kimora Lee Simmons.
Yesterday posted a picture on her Instagram of a panda cub and the mom of a mama panda. And it said, "I'm on my last nerve."
And hysterical. The mom of the daughter who was with the older man. That's hysterical.
Yeah. And Brittany was like, "Oh, yeah, she's letting it be known." Well, anyway, we now know, thanks to Aoki herself and several tabloids, it's so over with that guy. It was just a little trip to St. Bart's
to enjoy his boat for a second.
Yeah.
He really said that?
She had people go to places.
Her mom's got to be relieved.
She's not even like that. She doesn't care about jewelry. She doesn't have Hermes. It's not even her. She doesn't even care about expensive things. She's just happy at that time because he was an older man with little boy charm, quote unquote. Loose pockets.
Yep.
Loose pockets. I don't know. I mean, she's sugar dating.
I love sugar dating. That's Brian is sugar papa.
She's sugar dating, but she's letting everybody know. Yeah. All done.
I think that's funny.
People magazine wants you to know. I cannot believe it. You know, Angelina Jolie and her legal team are fighting back against Brad and all of the ways that he kind of punishes her, like in these weird, strange ways. But anyway, last week we find out in these court documents that she, in fact, tried very, very, very hard to sell her half of Miraval back to him and not have to go outside of it. But he wanted such a restrictive NDA that she would never, ever, ever be able to write about her time on this earth with Brad Pitt, even if she was dead.
Well, that
would
be very hard.
Very, no, but I mean, like, that's how restrictive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was. And anyway, she ended up, okay, you won't sell it to me. I'll sell it to somebody else. And he's been suing the hell out of her. And he's been losing. Guess what comes out in People magazine? Here's some of the quotes.
Okay.
Friends close to Brad Pitt just want him to be happy. He's certainly not perfect. He'll be the first to tell you. But he will continue to push back legally. And although he's always been surrounded by trusting friends, he's still had years when he felt lonely. Sharing his life now with Inez makes him very happy.
It's so stupid.
It's
so stupid. Yep. Okay. Yep.
I told you this was coming.
Angelina was never in bed with people. They were always Brad Pitt's people. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Got it.
That they're going to. I just don't like Brad. You're losing right and left in court.
I know.
The long drawn out drama that he accuses Jolie to get to him. He's the one suing her over a completely above board sale.
I know. I know.
Jeez. All right. Sylvester Stallone accused of creating a toxic environment on the Atlanta set of Tulsa King. A casting director.
Yeah,
I can hear him saying it. Here's what she said.
Because she's quit.
Yeah, she's quit, this casting director. And if you guys, we watched Tulsa King.
We did.
A lot of extras in this show.
Lots, rough-looking extras. Bar people, you know, rough-looking honky-tonk town.
I always think of the casting they did on Sons of Anarchy, you know, or, you know, where you're just looking for people who are rougher-looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, he said, what the bleep is happening with these bleeping ugly background people. Bring in the young pretty girls to be around me when I'm waiting for a scene to be filmed.
Okay, he's such a little pig. I mean, what a little piggy. Oh, yeah. I don't want to stand next to ugly people while I'm waiting for the scenes to happen. Just surround me with pretty women in bikinis. I mean, what a pig.
Well, a writer, a TV writer, posted two screenshots on Twitter and said, got this disturbing news from my Atlanta friend whose background on Tulsa King, meaning she casts background. I mean, who knew that was a casting agent quit because she was so disgusted. Now my friend is feeling anxious about working. Sylvester Stallone, what do you have to say to your... Say for yourself, sir. Beyond disappointed, I'm livid.
Mm.
So anyway, and there's a Facebook thing of Stallone saying this stuff too.
Right, of course. Yeah. All right,
it doesn't surprise me he would act so entitled.
It doesn't surprise me
first on the call list, and he thinks he's being funny.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me either.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's too bad. Okay, I have something, and you guys might have covered this yesterday. Country singer Jelly Roll says that he bailed on a meeting with Diddy because of a bad feeling. Did you hear the story?
No, but these are coming out left and right.
So yeah.
He was doing a lot of interviews at the CMT.
Okay,
I think he was asked about
this. Okay, he said, this was the first time in my career ever where they said, do you want to meet such and such? And I said, yeah, and I started walking that way. As I was getting down the hallway, and this is a true story, I said, nah, and went back and got in the car. I don't know what it was, and I made a joke at first. You don't want to meet the guy that got Tupac killed. When we were walking, I was like, I don't know. Very seldom does things rub me. Some other guy said that. Very seldom does something rub me the wrong way. And I was like, I don't even know if that's a picture I ever, ever, ever want. And turned around about Diddy.
He had
a hunch.
He had a hunch, all right, because there's a lot of people that have pictures of with Diddy, Epstein. I'm trying to think who else are R. Kelly.
Right.
But, Ashton Kutcher is getting ready for a deposition because they were so involved in business together.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. He's going to be subpoenaed for sure.
People are singing and they're building a case. That's what
isn't there a Wendy Williams documentary based around this or something that we'll talk about?
Wendy Williams, you know, basically said he got her fired from her DJ job in New York City.
Really?
Diddy, yeah. That's where their blood goes to.
Diddy's a dork.
Gosh. All right. We're going to take a break. We've got some exciting tickets to give away next hour. A little finish the line, if you will. So hang out with us. We'll be right back.